John Van Damme is as American as apple pie. Salty, tart, really quite bitter apple pie. But you know, even the worst pie, come on, it's still pie. You're listening to the downright delicious Ron Van Damme Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Damme Show.
I am downright delicious.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I am downright delicious and very tasty. Welcome to the program of enormous proportions. Look at the size of this thing. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's the holiday season with the turkey thing. You know what I'm talking about. I think they call it Thanksgiving, right? Remember that? You know, there's actually a country in the Middle East that is named Turkey. I know. It doesn't make any sense. We should have named our country something similar to that. Maybe cheese. That would have been good. What country do you live in? I'm in cheese. Oh, I'm from Turkey. Oh, okay. All right. We get it. You got a theme song. We get that. We understand, and I'm fading out on it because I'm going to start the show prematurely. I'm a premature kind of guy. I do things prematurely, usually. Anyway, this is the holiday thing. Thanksgiving on you. This is the day where we all sit down at a table with people we don't exactly care for in an extended family sense, and we eat in front of each other. This is fantastic. That's what we do. We gather around a table and we watch each other chew. It's a fantastic gathering. This is basically what happened at the Last Supper. The disciples, I think that's who they are. I didn't read the whole book. And Jesus sat at the table all on one side so they could get a good picture. And they ate in front of each other. And Jesus is famous for saying, could you pass the salt? Do you remember that? It's not in the Bible, I don't believe. I think it's in the New Testament or the Old Testament or the not-so-New Testament or the New Testament. Jesus said, pass the salt. And one of the disciples said, what, no pepper? Do you remember that? Okay. Yeah, too bad they didn't have photography back in those days, in the biblical days. They only had painters, and you would have to pose for like 6 hours until the artist was finished with the painting. It made things very, very slow. Very, very slow. I mean, but there wasn't anything else to do. Anyway, why get religious on you on a holiday that has nothing to do with religion? Thanksgiving, one of the few holidays in creation where you don't have to go to church. You don't have to. I guess you can. They might be closed. I'm not sure. Check with your local church to see if they're open on Thanksgiving. But it's a holiday where we sit around a table, watch each other chew, and we have mild conversation. Now, there's one thing to keep out of your conversation when you're at the Thanksgiving table, and that is how dry the turkey is. No, that's not what it is. Come on, cut it out. Don't talk politics. Someone's going to get hurt. Don't do it. Someone's going to have their day ruined royally if you bring up politics at all in any sense of the word. Even if you're all on the same page, still don't do it. Don't do it. Keep politics out of everything on Thanksgiving. Gravy boat? Sure, why not? Sail that gravy boat across the table. That's fine. but don't talk politics. Don't talk politics at all. Cranberry sauce, we can get into that. Jellied or whole? Whoa. Jellied, a lot of people go for the jellied. I don't know why, when you could have the whole for the same price, right? That whole berry, they're not freaking around with you. They're going to give you the whole berry. Well, I don't like the whole berry. Well, then just have the jelly surrounding it. I don't understand what your problem is. Well, I don't like the whole berry. What's wrong? Do you like holly berry? Yes, I do. Do you like whole berry? That's different. How is that different? If holly berry came to your house and ran up to the bedroom, would you have the whole berry? Or, yeah, you would. That sexual connotation meant nothing whatsoever, believe me. Believe me. Yeah, I mean, you can have a controversy over the cranberry sauce. That's fine. That's fine, you know. Whatever. What do you like, the white meat or the dark meat? People don't eat the dark meat. I don't see a lot of that. They use that in the soup. People love the white meat. I don't understand the dark meat. There's a big fair that goes on near where I live. It's a Renaissance fair. And at the Renaissance fair, one of the major food attractions is a turkey leg. I don't know where they found this. The turkey leg is gigantic, and it's only $93.75, which is not outrageous because the hot dogs are $56.23, so it's not so bad. It's a gigantic turkey leg, and then you see people walking around gnawing on somebody's leg is what it looks like, and they're not happy. They're just, it's a status symbol. Look, he's got a whole turkey leg. Yeah, but turkey legs suck, don't they? They're like stringy, and they got those things, those bones going through it. They're not tasty, are they? No, but look at them. Look at them, though. Look at them with a turkey leg. That's a thing. Yeah, fine, whatever. I don't know many people that just sit there and eat the turkey legs. It's a little barbaric, too, you know, just to pick up somebody's leg and start gnawing at it. It's kind of weird. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the big, Thanksgiving thing, you know, with all the side dishes. There's the turkey, but then there's the side dishes, you know. They're the little satellite foods that surround the turkey. They're dishes, but they're on the side. What side do I put the dishes on? Doesn't matter. As long as it surrounds the turkey. Oh. Then there's the stuffing. People like stuffing in different ways. But you know, it's not good to stuff the stuffing into the turkey. Because what you're doing is the raw turkey juices are leaking into the stuffing. And it's soaked with raw turkey juice. Not a great idea, because the stuffing cooks at a different rate inside the turkey than the turkey itself. So I will tell you, as an aficionado of turkeyism, your turkey stuffing should be made separately, even though it's called stuffing. Should it be called stuffing if it doesn't go inside the turkey? Obviously not. Obviously not, but then what do you call it? Then people say that they have to dress the turkey. How do you dress a turkey? I think shorts and a little golf cap would be attractive. Maybe a little Bermuda shorts on the legs of the turkey, you know, the legs that are sticking out, and you slip shorts over that, or maybe an old pair of underpants you have laying around in your drawer. But dress that turkey. You don't want a naked turkey on the table. That's disgusting. Would you tell that turkey to put some clothes on? Are you talking about the turkey on the table, or are you talking about Uncle Bill here, who's not wearing his pants at this moment? Uncle Bill and the turkey on the table. Put some pants on. You got to dress the turkey. Some people don't know how to dress a turkey. They dress a turkey in both plaid and stripes. That's not right. That's an unfashionable turkey. No one's going to eat that. So first you have to undress the turkey and then carve it. It's just a whole thing. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then after you're full of eating turkey and all the sides, all those sides, the sides, you've had a couple of drinks, you're full. You sit back and you unbuckle your pants. And women should wear pants too, because then they can unbuckle them. If you're wearing a dress, it's hard to unbuckle a dress. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you don't wear a belt with a dress. Well, some do, you know, but they shouldn't. They shouldn't do that. So you sit back and you just let it all hang out. And then someone comes into the room and says, well, it's time for pie. And you go, oh, geez, I can't do this. But sure. You force yourself to have the pie. Now you're weighing about 600 pounds and you feel horrible. What a wonderful day this has been. But you know what? I feel horrible. your Thanksgiving dinner was wonderful. The food was impeccable. The food, just wonderful. The pies, the desserts, wonderful. But to be honest with you, I feel horrible now. I feel stuffed and full and bloated, and I'm about to release some gas, and I'm feeling nauseous, and I can't move. I can't lie on my stomach. It's awful. It's just, what did you do? You tried to kill me. No, I didn't. I tried to give you a nice full meal. You tried to kill me. It's a problem. And as I said on yesterday's show, not only is it the food, but now it's the people. It's the people. It's the people. I'll reiterate. May I reiterate? Can you even spell reiterate? I don't think you can. But I can say it. Your immediate family, quick. Wonderful. Love them. Yeah, because you're all connected. You're connected at the hip. But the extended family, get out of here. Get in your car and get out of here. Don't you have to be somewhere else? Why don't you go somewhere? Get a hotel room, like on the other side of the country, if you could, please. It's over. You ate my food. You belched. You passed some gas. Get in your car and get the hell out of my house, extended family members. And what are the extendeds? Well, the ones that are extended, the ones that are first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth cousins. Your great-grandparents, they're wonderful people. They're very frail, but let's get them home. Enough. Enough with this. Enough with this. Then there's the children. Well, you're used to that. But, you know, you kind of want to quiet at a point. Kids, we gave you a nice meal. We gave you some toys to play with, some coloring books. We sat you at a separate table so you wouldn't bother the hell out of us. Now go to bed and shut the hell up. That would be what you should say, but you don't say it. Because you can't. You can't do that. A child will remember that the rest of their lives.
I remember when I was 5 years old, my parents told me to shut the hell up. I haven't talked since. I'm shy. I'm terrible.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Coloring books, right? Give them a book. Let them color stuff. It doesn't take much to occupy a child. Unless they have one of those conditions where they just can't sit still. That's a problem. But otherwise, it doesn't take much to give them a cardboard box. Watch all the stuff they can do with it. They'll put stuff into it and take it out and put it back in the box again and take it out of the box and put it back in the box and take it out of the box and put it back in the box. And they'll find it to be quite constructively interesting. I do that as an adult. When Amazon delivers, I take the item out of the Amazon box. I look at it. I realize I didn't want it, or I don't really want it, or I don't want it. And I put it back in the box, just like I did when I was a kid. And Amazon always says, okay, whatever. I love Amazon because they don't ask questions. Well, they do, but they don't care what your response is. Why are you returning this item? I have a dentist appointment on Tuesday.
okay, here's the label. Return it in a month, and, you know, whatever. We'll take anything back.
How about my extended family? Will you take them back? No, because we didn't ship them to you to begin with. That's your problem. Wherever you got your extended family, contact them and get your label, because we didn't send them to you. Wow. Lord. Salvation Army. They are taking over countries. They have quite a force of, they're invading places. No, they're not. You know, the Salvation Army is wonderful. How come there's no Salvation Navy or Salvation Air Force or Salvation Marines? Just the Army. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess they don't want much competition there. Salvation Army is wonderful, man. They really are. They really take care of people that are in need, and they do it on a local level, and I think they're fantastic. I'm really into, I mean, I'm not into armies per se, but Salvation-wise, yes, very much. I give to the Salvation Army. I give them stuff that I don't need anymore. And it's in good condition, and they have I have it. I was going to say salivation, which is different. The Salvation Army would be very slippery on the ground. Stop salivating and give to people. The Salvation Army is different. There's one of those stores near me, and I give them clothing all the time. Because I don't wear a lot of clothing, so I have a lot. People give me clothing as if I don't know how to put clothing on or something like that. As soon as you have a lady who takes care of her man, a man never has to buy underwear or socks ever again in their lifetime. It's a perk. It's a bonus. I can buy socks for myself. I've purchased underpants for myself before. Boxer or briefs. Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up. That has started world wars. Boxers or briefs? I like briefs. I like boxers. Oh, yeah? Well, fuck you. Oh, my God. Yeah, don't bring that up at the Thanksgiving Day table. Whoa, don't do that. I know how to buy. I've been to Walmart in my pajamas. I know how to buy underwear and underpants. I've done that before. I don't need someone to do that for me. I know what I like, especially down in that area. But yet, I have no opportunity to do that because that is constantly provided for me during the holiday period. I got you a gift. You're going to love it. What'd you get me? Underpants. A pack of three. Get out. How did you know? Well, because I've seen your underpants. That's how I knew. And you need underpants. And you need socks. Thank you. Thank you so much. What a wonderful holiday this is. It's the spirit of giving. No, it's the spirit of making sure you don't have bad underpants. That's the spirit. You can't take care of yourself. How often have I heard that? You can't take care of yourself. It's okay, fine. Whatever makes you happy. Anyway, so there you go. There you go. Yeah, so you got the extended family, the ones that you don't really talk to at all, but they come over for Thanksgiving because it looks good to fill the table up with a lot of people, so they're kind of like stand-ins for other family members. And then you got the little kids, it's a whole nother ballgame. They don't eat the regular food, or if they do, it's little pieces of it. They don't eat everything like everybody else does. They're very, very picky. They won't eat this, they won't eat that. All they want to do is get up from the table and start putting holes in the walls and things like that. And you run out of coloring books and crayons are all over the place. And it's crazy. It's a crazy holiday. But you know what? You sit back with a little glass of alcohol in your hand and you go, you know, life is beautiful. Okay, fine, whatever works. And that is my pessimistic and satirical version of a Thanksgiving holiday radio show. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for coming. You've been great. I'll be here all week. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Actually, we're going to speak to a commander in the Salvation Army. I think that's what they call them. I'm not sure. I've talked to him before. Actually, he's a good friend because I love these people. Actually, he's the commissioner, and it's Kenneth Hodder. Nice guy, and he's a good man. He's a good, you know, in your life, you know people, and there aren't many really good ones, you know. It's hard to be a good people. It is hard to be a good people. And there aren't many very good ones at all. But this, yeah, he's a good man. We'll talk to him right after this. If you're not doing Thanksgiving, you might want to go out to dinner. What do you do then, huh? What do you do then?
Looking to try somewhere new for dinner tonight? Come to that bar near your house with a new chef out on work release, ready to tempt your taste buds with delicious specials. Start off with deep-fried meat and cheese things, crispy on the outside and nearly warm on the inside, with a house-made dipping sauce that's almost certainly just mayonnaise and ketchup. How about a pepperoni pizza served hot and fresh out of the supermarket? Or the big quarter-pound hamburger cooked just the way you like it, as long as the way you like it is well done or inedibly raw? Order a local craft beer from a wide selection that includes IPAs. IPAs, and of course, IPAs. And when you're ready for dessert, the bartender can point you to some place that actually does that kind of thing. Ready for dinner? Head to that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Commissioner Kenneth Hodder joins us now. He's National Commander of the Salvation Army, and it's kind of that time of year where we think about the Salvation Army, although it's an every day of the year situation. Thanks for being with us today, Commissioner.
Ron, it's a delight to be with you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Salvation Army is all over the place, helping people all the time. Of course, a little more pronounced during the winter holiday seasons. But tell us about the donations. I mean, I really believe that the organization has really taken off and has woven itself into society.
Well, you know, that's very true. The Christmas Kettle Campaign, Ron, as you know, is an American tradition now. We're in our 133rd year, mm-hmm. and every year it plays a critical role in meeting the needs, literally, of millions of people around the country. So we could not be more grateful for the support that everyone gives to this important effort.
No question about it. There are so many locations throughout the planet where you can donate all kinds of things, furniture and clothing especially, and there are Salvation Army stores which are doing very, very well because people want to help each other out. I mean, it's part of what we do, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, people are concerned about their neighbors, and that's one key part about the Red Kettle effort. All the money that people donate to the Salvation Army stays local. So regardless of how they're giving, whether it's digitally or whether it's at a Christmas kettle, it's all staying in their community so that they can know that they're doing what they can to help those who are most vulnerable, who live very nearby. And that's an important thing for people to know, and the Salvation Army seeks to advance that idea.
When typically does the Red Kettle begin as far as that particular campaign is involved?
Well, the national kickoff takes place on Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. This year, it will feature Dolly Parton. Oh. The kickoff takes place at the Cowboys Commanders game this Thursday at 3:30. And Dolly will be performing at halftime and bringing attention to the Salvation Army's Red Kettle effort.
Wow.
And we will kick off in a big way. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful occasion.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Tell me, why the music? I mean, we have a Red Kettle situation near us in a shopping mall, and there the gentleman is playing the trumpet, and it's so holiday-ish. How did that begin? How did that tradition begin?
Well, that's a terrific question, Ron. The Salvation Army has always been closely associated with music. When we began our work in the late industrial age in England, we recognized that music was an important way to reach people and attract attention and give them some relief from the daily grind. So the Salvation Army started a strong tradition of singing, of writing music, of band music, and that continues to this day in all kinds of ways around the world. You know, the song Silver Bells was written in honor of Salvation Army bell ringers.
Did not know.
And which is an important part of our tradition in the Salvation Army. The Army is also closely connected to donuts. As you know, we've spoken on National Donut Day. Mm-hmm. The Salvation Army popularized the donut after World War I.
Wow.
And so we are woven into the American experience, and that's so important when there are so many folks in need.
So across the country, this is major in every major city, but also in little towns, I understand, this effort also goes through.
Oh, absolutely. The Christmas Kettle appears in every community across the nation. We mm-hmm. have about 26,000 locations, and that's to meet the needs of about 24 million people across the nation every year.
Wonderful.
So it's an enormous undertaking that requires a huge number of volunteers. So we are encouraging everyone, if they can give just a little bit of time to support the Salvation Army and to help their neighbors in need, it would be so helpful. An individual volunteer can raise about $80 an hour.
Wow.
And that will, over 2 hours, feed a family of four for a week. A full day can provide multiple nights of shelter for people. It's an important effort. It doesn't take a lot, but gosh, it has a tremendous impact.
You know, as a child, it was a romantic time for me, just in life itself, to hear that on the street corner is something that I'll never forget and does represent the holidays to me. But now we have advanced technology-wise, sometimes unfortunately, I must say, because it takes away from some of that romance. But nonetheless, you can contribute not just by dropping money in a kettle or going to your local Salvation store, but you can do this online now. You can actually, if you're that lazy, you can actually do this electronically. How does that work?
Absolutely. If you go to any Salvation Army kettle now, you'll see that you can not only put money in the kettle, mm-hmm. but you can use Google Pay and Apple Pay and PayPal and Venmo.
Crazy.
Online, people can give cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, wow. Ethereum. From their phones, they can text the word kettles to 51555. They can go to a number of trees in the community, whether they're placed in malls or businesses, mm-hmm. and take off an angel to contribute to the angel tree to provide gifts for children. There, any means by which we can reach people, we're doing it. Because though the kettle is the symbol, mm-hmm. the need and the desire is to give are universal. And we want to make sure people have every opportunity to do so.
Great. It's a good thing to give, especially the way things are these days as far as, things are coming around economically, but, people are in need, especially around the holidays. It's also psychologically difficult for people during the holidays, too. So this is one way to do it, and I guess there's every channel available is to you to contribute.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Ron. Right. You know, the Salvation Army has always focused its work on those who are most in need.
Yeah.
And though lots of people are doing better now than certainly they were during the pandemic, we know that homelessness has grown double digits.
Mm-hmm.
We know that about 92 million Americans every week have difficulty meeting household expenses.
Mm-hmm.
We have freezing weather as a result of El Nino predicted for this winter. So there are still lots of people who need a hand up and need an opportunity to have a very Merry Christmas and a good year in 2024. And we're going to do everything we can to ensure that everyone does.
And they always do. And you always do. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sure we'll speak many times again.
I'll look forward to it, Ron. And a very happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. And, of course, SalvationArmyUSA.org is where you can get all your information. And thank you again. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you to the Salvation Army for keeping us informed. Wonderful people. And this, ladies and gentlemen, has been my Thanksgiving radio program. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. No, thank you. Thanksgiving. 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 I wish you peace.